瓦昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年8月16日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们受难者的阿叔克什纳巴拉德夫法布，为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坦的早课。敬请聆听，哈利克什纳。
哈利克什纳。Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya。
Om 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 namo bhagavate vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 8, Questions by King Parikshit. Today we are reading from Text 24.
我们今天继续阅读《圣典博加瓦坦》第二篇第八章帕尔克希特王提的问题。我们今天阅读的诗节是第24诗节。
Sarvam
Sarvam
Etat
Etat
Cha.
Ta
Bhagavan
Bhagavan
Sarvam Etacha Bhagavan
Sarvam Etacha Bhagavan
Richata
Richata
Me
Me
Anupurvashaha
Anupurvashaha
Richato Me Nupurvashaha
Richato MeNupur Pashaha
Tatvataha
Tatvataha
Arasi
Arasi
Udahartum
Udahartum
Tatvato Harasi Udahartum
Tatvato Harasi Udahartum
Prapanaya
Prapanaya
Mahamune
Mahamune
Prapanaya Mahamune
Prapanaya Mahamune
Sarvam Netaccha Bhagavan
Sarvam Netaccha Bhagavan
Prichato Menu Purvasham
Prichato Menu Purvasham
Tatvato Harasi Udharatum
Tatvato harasi utahatum
Prapanaya Mahamune
Prapanaya Mahamune
A word for word.
四对字。
Sarvam
Sarvam, 所有这些。
Etat
Etat, 询问。
Cha
Cha, 还有我尚未询问的。
Bhagavan
Bhagavan, 伟大的圣人。
Richata
Richata, 好奇者的。
Me
Me, 我自己。
Anupurvashaha
Anupurvashaha, 从开始。
Tatvataha
Tatvataha, 按照真理。
Arhasi
Arhasi,请求您解释。
Udahartum
Udahartum, 请您告知。
Prapanaya
Prapanaya, 皈依的灵魂。
Mahamune
Mahamune, 伟大的圣人啊。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文啊，伟大的圣人，至尊主的代表，请回答我向您提出的所有这些问题，以及我没有问的问题，以满足我追根究底的好奇心。看在我是向您皈依的灵魂的份上，请您把有关这方面的知识全部的都传递给我。交要旨，灵性导师时刻准备把知识传递给门徒，特别是当门徒非常好奇爱问时。对求取进步的门徒来说，好奇爱问是他极为需要的品质。 帕克希特王十分好奇爱问，所以是典型的门徒。人如果对有关觉悟自我的知识不是很好奇，就没有必要为了表现自己是个门徒而去接近一位灵性导师。帕克希特王不仅对他问的问题好奇，渴望了解，并没有，而且还渴望了解他没有能够询问到的一切的问题。事实上，向灵性导师询问所有的一切，对一个人来说是无法办到的。但真正的灵性导师为了门徒的利益，就能够用他知道的一切教导门徒。译文：啊，伟大的圣人，至尊主的代表，请回答我向您提出的所有的这些问题，以及我没有问到的问题，以满足我寻根究底的好奇心。看在我是向您皈依的灵魂的份上，请您把有关这方面的知识全部都传递给我。阿叔，还是不阿叔？
Hare Krishna, thank you. Omadhyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chatur Militam Dhyanata Smai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Skapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupatada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyahi Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Parikshit Maharaj is again asking questions, and here is particularly begging his spiritual master to be satisfied by his inquisitiveness, by his questions.
那在这里呢，是帕克希特王在询问问题。那在今天这个时节呢，他是特别的祈求他的灵性导师能够满足他的好奇爱问。
And also begging the spiritual master to please satisfy him by replying to those questions.
并且他也在祈求着他的灵性导师能够通过回答这些问题来满足他。
Means that those questions were very important to him.
也就意味着所有的这些问题对于他来说呢是非常重要的。
We have to understand, we have to be reminded of the situation where Parikshit Maharaj was at that time.
那我们也必须要记得帕克希特王此时所处在的状况是什么样子的。
It was a very intense moment.
对呢，这是一个非常危急的时刻。
Because he was going to leave his body soon.
因为呢，他即将离开他的躯体。
He knew it. He was conscious of it.
他知道，他也很有意识的、清晰的了解这一点。
So we can say is a very dramatic. We may say is a very dramatic situation for him.
那我们也可以说，这对于他来说呢，是一个极具戏剧性的时刻。
But actually, is a very fortunate situation.
但事实上，这对于他来说呢，是一个非常幸运的状态。
Because he got the notice of his departure, and he has the chance to prepare for that moment properly.
因为呢，他被告知了他将要离开的时刻，所以呢，他就可以非常恰当的去为这个时刻做准备。
He has a perfect spiritual master in front of him.
他有一位完美的灵性导师就在他的面前。
He has surrendered to him.
而且呢，他也向他皈依了。
He knows that Shukadeva Goswami is very acquainted with all knowledge.
而且他也知道是了 Sukadeva Goswami 是无所不知无所不晓的。
He is the son of Srila Vyasadeva, the Acharya who wrote all the Vedas and the commentaries of the Vedas. Is so much knowledge.
他是Srila Vyasadeva 的儿子。那 Srila Vyasadeva 呢，他注写了所有的伟达经，并且也给伟达经进行了评注。
So he's totally convinced that his spiritual master can guide him in this very crucial moment of his life.
所以呢，帕克希特王他是非常有信心，在他生命的这最重要的时刻，他的灵性导师是完全可以指导他的。
So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that inquisitiveness on the part of a disciple is greatly necessary for the progressive disciple. The second line.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada在今天的这个世节的要旨的第二句里面就提到了，他说对求取进步的门徒来说，好奇爱问是他极为重要的品质。
When we read or hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's all about questions from the disciples, from the followers, to their gurus, to their teachers.
当我们在阅读《薄伽梵歌》《圣典薄伽瓦坛》以及《Chaitanya Charitamrita》永恒的《Chaitanya 经》的时候呢，我们就会发现，所有这些经典全部都是，学生对。他们的老师或者是追随者对他们的这个 guru 所提出的问题。
So this desire to inquire from a spiritual master is very essential in the progress of the disciple.
所以说呢，在一位门徒他求取进步的进程中呢，他对他的老师提出问题这件事情是非常重要的。
Srila Rupa Goswami.While explaining the 64 items of practice of devotional service, the first one is that we have to take shelter. We have to take shelter of the spiritual master.
是的 ，Rupa Goswami 在给我们讲述关爱服务。Yes, Rupa. 是的 ，Rupa Goswami 在向我们讲述奉爱服务的六十四项方面的时候呢，第一项他就说，我们必须要寻找到一位灵性导师。
Take shelter of the spiritual masters, the first thing.
首当其冲第一件事情就是我们必须要托庇一位灵性导师。
And the second one is to inquire from the spiritual master about the process of devotion.
然后第二项呢，就是要向灵性导师询问。关于奉爱的程序的问题。
This inquiry is very essential to make him immune to all kinds of offenses that he may perform while practicing devotional service.
那这样的这种询问呢，就可以使他免除。在他在进行奉爱服务的时候，有可能做出的各种各样的冒犯。
In other words, you become protected because we know from the spiritual master how to practice properly. You are protected against offenses that are very detrimental to one's advancement.
换句话说呢，就是由于我们从灵性导师那儿了解了如何去正确的做所有的这些事情，以至于呢，我们就处于被保护的状态。从而我们不会再进行各种各样的冒犯，而这冒犯对于我们的换休息的程序呢，是非常的具有杀伤力的。
So, who should inquire from the spiritual master? Just a neophyte devotee or an advanced devotee does not need to inquire.
但是谁应该向灵性导师去提出问题呢？是不是只有这个初级奉献者才需要去询问问题，而高级的奉献者就不需要再去询问问题了呢
？No, even if a person is fixed in devotional service like Maharaj Parikshit, is a devotee from birth, he must still inquire from the self-realized spiritual master.
不是这样的，即便是自己是一个非常稳定的 新建译文的奉献者，比如说帕克西坦王，他从出生他就是一个奉献者，但是呢他依然还是需要向完美的自我觉悟的灵魂那里去询问。
And these questions are very important to him.
而且所有的这些问题对于他来说呢都是非常重要的。
And he's even said, if I, you please satisfy my questions and even the questions I should have asked you, but I'm not asking you.
而且他甚至于在讲到呢，您必须要回答我那些我应该向您提出的问题，但是我没有提出来的那些问题。
So it means he has confidence that Shukadeva Goswami can detect things that Maharaj Parikshit needs to hear, even though he didn't ask about.
所以说呢，他是非常有信心的，是了 Shukadeva Goswami 是能够了解到，他应该了解的信息，即便是他没有提出来的那些问题。
But his questions were certainly very relevant because it was in a very, very intense moment in his existence. He was about to leave his body.
但是所有的这些问题呢，毫无疑问都是很相关的问题，因为这是一个很急迫的一个时刻，就是他即将要离开他的躯体了。
Well, our situation is quite similar to Maharaj Parikshit.
但实际上我们所处在的状态和Parikshit Maharaj 他所处在这种状态是很相似的。
In terms of his leaving his body, we are also about to die.
和他要离开躯体的这件事情是非常的相似的，因为我们也都是将死之人。
We are all about to leave our bodies.
因为我们每一个人都会离开我们的躯体。
Okay, you may have 7 million years still in our lives.
那也许当然我们
we may think we still have many thousands of years ahead of us.
那也许可能我们自己认为我们可能还能再活个7000万年。或者说呢，还有好几万年的时间可以再去接着活下去。
But we don't know.
但是我们其实不知道。
One thing we know for sure.
但是我们了解一件事情是肯定的。
Death is certain.
就是一定会死。
Yes, we are not going to be spared.
这个我们是跑不了的。
Sorry, if it sounds very bad news.
很抱歉，如果这听起来是挺不好的消息。
But actually is good news.
但事实上呢，这是一个好消息。
Because knowing that we are going to leave our bodies, it gives an opportunity to prepare to leave it for good and never take another one.
但因为我们知道了我们要离开这个躯体，知道了这个信息，就使我们有机会为其做准备，为自己一个好的离开做准备，而不会再次再回来，再获得另外一具躯体。
This is one of the most beautiful things in Krishna consciousness, is that we deal with the problem of death as the most natural thing, the most acceptable thing, and we see it as an opportunity.
那这也是 Krishna 知觉的非常美妙的地方，就是呢，我们在应对死亡这件事情的时候呢，我们是把它看成是一件非常自然的事情的。
I mean, we are not looking to die today or tomorrow. Certainly, we are not having a hope of dying soon. But the fact is that we accept death as a phenomena that is totally normal, acceptable.
那并不是说呢，我们觉得今天或者明天就要死了，或者说我们没有期待着自己赶紧死。但是呢，我的意思是说，我们就明白了，其实死亡这件事情它是非常自然的一种现象。
All over the scriptures we hear about this.
而在整部经典中呢，我们都听到的就是这个信息。
How can we at the time of death, be reminded of Krishna, think of Krishna.
我们在死亡那一刻如何想着 Krishna, 如何能够记起 Krishna?
Because if you think of Krishna at that moment, we absorb in Krishna, then you go to Krishna, we don't take another material body.
因为当我们在死亡那一刻让自己沉醉在对 Krishna 的思念之中的时候呢，我们就会回到 Krishna 的身边，我们就不会再次得到一个物质的躯体。
For ignorant person, materialistic person, death is the most horrible thing to even think about.
但是呢，对于一个物质主义者来说，对于一个无知的人来说呢，死亡这件事情连想都不敢想，就是一个最可怕的一个时刻。
They don't want to think about, they don't want to talk about, they don't want to see it.
他们不想考虑死亡这件事情，他们也不想讲述关于死亡的这个话题，他们根本就不想看到死亡这件事儿。
You know the three monkeys, one closes the eyes, the other closes the ears, the other closes the mouth.
Sorry, the monkeys?Sorry,
the three monkeys. One closes the mouth, the other is closing the ears, and the third is closing the eyes with the ends. We have never seen these figures?
No, not the first time. Sorry, Ashu.
Three monkeys. One monkey is putting his hands over his ears, closing his ears. The other is closing his eyes.And he is closing his mouth, means you don't hear, you don't speak, we don't see.
Oh, okay. 就我们 sorry, 就我们看到有个这么一个图景，就是三只猴子。那么一只猴子呢，是用它的爪子或者它的手扣住它的眼睛；另外一只猴子呢，是捂住了它的耳朵；还有另外一只猴子呢，是捂住它的嘴巴。也就是说呢，
yes.
他不想看，他不想听，也不说。
Means they don't want to speak, they don't want to hear, they don't want to see death.
也就是说呢，就关于死亡这件事情呢，是不想看、不想听、也不想说。
But death is a natural phenomenon in material existence.
但是呢，在物质存在中呢，死亡它就是一个很自然的现象。
It's a great opportunity for a spiritualist.
而对于灵性主义者来说呢，这是一个非常伟大的机会。
So that's why Srila Prabhupada said the whole all our existence is actually meant to help us to prepare for that crucial moment of leaving our bodies.
所以说呢，舍拉帕帕说，其实我们整个这一生其实都是为了要让我们为这最后的这一个很重要的时刻，也就是离开躯体的这个时刻做好准备的。
And he said too that we should live every moment as if it would be the last one.
而且他讲到呢，我们应该把每一个时刻都看成是这好像是最后一个时刻。
To a materialistic person, this is the most pessimist type of thought.
但是对于一个物质主义者来说呢，这是最悲观的一种想法。
To live his life like it would be, live each moment like it would be the last one, oh, so pessimistic.
哦，把每一刻都看成是要离开躯体的这最后一刻，这太悲观了，太消极了。
But for a devotee, yeah, means we are always preparing, we are always preparing.
但是对于奉献者来说呢，这其实就意味着我们在时刻准备着。
Prepare means we always taking shelter of Krishna.
那准备着也就意味着我们总是在托庇于 Krishna.
Preparing means we are doing what is necessary to be Krishna conscious at every moment.
那准备也就意味着我们。要让自己把每一个时刻都用于让自己处于 Krishna 知觉中。
So, in this way, our lives become very intense.
那么所以呢，也就这样的状态呢，使我们的这个生活呢，就变得 很强很强烈的一种生活。
We don't take it intense.
Yeah, what do you mean of that?
Means we are very thoughtful. We are very grave.
Okay, 那也就意味着呢，就是当我们在过日子的时候呢，我们总是深思熟虑的，而且呢，我们也是很严肃、很庄严的。
Because at any moment we can leave our bodies.
因为在任何一刻，我们都有可能会离开躯体。
But if you are Krishna conscious, then we don't need to be afraid.
因为当我们在 Krishna 知觉中的时候呢，我们其实是不需要害怕的。
Maharaj Parikshit, he was not afraid.
Parikshit 王他就不害怕。
A person who receives a notice of 7 days, he is going to be totally devastated. He does not know what to do, or he tries to enjoy as much as possible the last 7 days because everything is going to finish.
一个物质主义者，如果他要是得知他有7天可活的日子的话，那他是会感到非常的恐惧，而且呢，他也会把这7天的时间用来做他任何可以去享乐的事情，因为他觉得他就只有这7天的时间了。
So, Srimad Bhagavad-gita in Bhagavad-gita, Krishna says very clear, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. This upadekshanti te jnanam, jnaninas tatvadashinah. You know the verse. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service to him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
所以呢，这个是《白沙梵歌》中非常著名的诗节，第4章的第34诗节，就是所以人呢应该努力接近一位灵性导师，向他学习真理，谦卑的向他询问，并为他做服务，因为自我觉悟的灵魂见到了真理，不能受你指使。
So the first thing we in surrender that the first thing when you approach to approach the spiritual master is by surrendering.
所以呢，当你接近一位灵性导师的时候呢，第一件事需要做的就是皈依，要恭顺
and render service.
然后呢，做服务。
So in order to render service, a person has to inquire from the spiritual master.
但是为了要做服务呢，这个人他就必须要向灵性导师去询问。
Otherwise, he does not know how to serve.
否则的话，他不知道怎么服务。
And because his life is going to be a life of dedicated to service, so he has to have many questions how to improve his service.
那因为他要把他的一生呢，都要奉献于做服务这件事情上。所以他就必须得询问他到底怎么去做这些服务。
We should have anchoring to become more and more Krishna consciousness.
所以我们必须要非常的渴望自己要变得越来越具有 Krishna 知觉。
We should never become complacent.
我们从来都不要让自己变得沾沾自喜。
This is a terrible enemy for a spiritualist when we think we have already our little corner, our little thing, and we are very comfortable, and we don't try to make an improvement. We just stay there.
沾沾自喜对于一个灵修主义者来说呢，是一个非常可怕的敌人。特别是当我们觉得我现在已经在自己很舒服的一个小角落里待着了，那我就在这舒舒服服的待着吧，我不用再取得任何进步了。
I have enough. I already have a spiritual master. I have a spiritual name.
我已经足够了。我有一位灵性导师，我有我的灵性名字。
Yes, I follow the principles.
而且呢，我还在遵守所有这些原则。
I chant 16 rounds.
我每天都念16圈。
And I got the 2 initiations. I got the 2 initiations.
Oh, 我都已经得到了二次启迪。
So now I just have to wait for Krishna to take me back to the spiritual world.
所以我现在呢，只要等着就行了，等着 Krishna 把我给带回到灵性世界去。
No, we have to be always improving.
不是这样的，我们要时刻让自己处在提升的状态。
We are not Krishna conscious simply by accepting a spiritual master and being initiated by him and chanting 16 rounds and follow regulative principle. That's the beginning.
我们并不是说得到了一位灵性导师，从他那里得到了启迪，得到了灵性名字，每天念诵16圈，遵守四项规范原则，我们就变得具有了 Krishna 直觉。这只不过是一个开始而已。
嗯。Then we have to improve on all these practices, how to chant Hare Krishna, how to serve better and better and better and better.
所以呢，我们始终呢都要让自己处在一个进步的状态，我们要更好的去提升念诵的质量，以及呢如何更好的去信守这些原则，然后让自己变得越来做得越来越好越来越好。
So remember this always.Complacency is the worst enemy of a devotee.
所以我们要时刻记住这一点，沾沾自喜是一位奉献者所面对的最大的敌人。
Because you feel okay, you are okay, you already have achieved everything, you don't need to make any extra effort.
因为如果这会儿呢，你就会觉得我现在已经万事大吉了，我现在已经挺好的，舒舒服服的，我不需要再努力了。
I just wait for the Vaikunth airplane to pick me up and bring me.
我现在只等着 Vaikunth 的飞机能来把我给接走，把我给带回家去就行了。
Yeah, it's a nice hope. It's a nice hope, but we have to endeavor to achieve that.
这的确是一个非常好的、美好的愿望，但是呢，我们必须要努力让自己去达到这个愿望。
So in order to always be improving ourselves and not being complacent, we have to be always asking how we can improve our service.
对呢，为了要让自己总是处于能够提升的状态，而不是处在一个沾沾自喜的这么一个状态下的话呢，我们就时刻的要去询问问题，我们如何能够让自己得到提升。
How can we improve our chanting of the holy names?
我如何能够提升我念诵圣名的质量呢？
How can we improve our service to the devotees?
我如何能够提升我对奉献者的服务呢？
How can we improve our relationship with the devotees?
我如何能够提升和奉献者之间的关系呢？
How can we improve our attitude of service?
我如何能够提升我在服务中的态度呢？
How can I become Krishna conscious?
我如何能够让自己变得真正的具有 Krishna 知觉呢？
So we have so many reasons to inquire from the spiritual master and the senior devotees in order to improve ourselves.
所以呢，我们就是为了要提升自己，也有各种各样的理由要向我们的灵性导师以及年长的奉献者去询问。
So we accept the spiritual master means we.Are placing ourselves as his students. We are his students. He's our teacher. We are his students.
那我们接受一位灵性导师，也就意味着我们把自己作为学生，置于他的面前啊。那我们是他的学生，他是我们的老师。
Means we accept him as superior to us, a person who has more knowledge and can help us to understand things.More clearly.
也就意味着呢，我们接受他是我们的长者，他要比我们更加的有学问，而且呢，他是能够在灵性上给我们更大的帮助，以使我们获得进步。
Yes, we may say, oh, we have Srila Prabhupada's books. I just need to read Srila Prabhupada's books, and all my questions will be answered.
那也许可能我们会说，那我反正有舍拉帕帕所有的这些书籍，我只要去读舍拉帕帕的书，那我所有的问题都能够迎刃而解。
Yes, all the answers are going to be all the answers, all the questions will be answered. Yes.
的确，所有的这些问题都会被回答。
So, and one of the answers that we should take shelter of a spiritual master and ask questions from him.
但是舍拉帕帕他给我们提供的其中的一个答案呢，是我们要托庇于一位灵性导师，并且向他询问。
When you read the scriptures, we see how Srila Prabhupada is encouraging always the devotees to ask questions from the spiritual master, from the sadhus, apart from reading the scriptures.
当我们在阅读舍拉帕帕的书籍的时候呢，我们就会发现舍拉帕帕在反复的在鼓励我们，在强调我们需要向灵性导师以及向萨杜那里去询问问题，除了阅读经典。
Yes, the scriptures are there.
当然，我们的确有经典，的确有经典。
But we have to read them.
但是我们必须要读这些经典。
And we have to understand what they are speaking about.
而且呢，我们也必须要理解经典中到底讲的是什么。
So if there is any difficulty in understanding, what are we going to do?
但是当我们没有办法去理解经典中所讲述的内容的时候，我们又该怎么办呢？
We have to inquire from the spiritual master and from the sadhus.
对呢，我们就需要去询问灵性导师以及萨杜圣人。
We need help.
我们是需要帮助的。
Like students, they have their textbooks.
比如说学生他们是有自己的就是教材去学习的。
But can we just give them the textbooks and that's enough? They're going to learn everything?
但是不是学生拿到书以后就足够了呢？他们自己就会学到所有的一切呢？
Okay, let them read the books and then we give them a grade and that's it.
好吧，就让他们读这些书，然后呢，我们给他打一个分，就万事大吉了呢。
No, they need teachers.
不是的，学生是需要老师的。
They need schools, they need teachers.
他们需要去上学，在学校里面听到老师的教导。
They need to learn. They need to learn from their teachers.
他们需要从老师那里去学习。
To learn very well what they are reading, what they are studying in the textbooks.
所以呢，他们必须要学习他们在教材里面所读到的这些内容。
And we sometimes also get help of tutors or some other senior students who can help us to understand certain things.
而且有的时候呢，还需要从助教，就是从其他的那些学长那里去学习，然后呢，更好的去了解一些重要的内容的信息。
And the questions should never be challenging.
而且所提出的问题呢，永远都不是那种具有挑衅性的问题。
We ask questions submissively because we need to learn.
因为我们需要学习，所以我们所问的问题呢是具有这个谦卑的，就是具有恭顺心的这种问题。
If you have the right attitude in asking the questions, that encourages the teacher to teach to teach as much as he can.
当我们在正确的心态下提出问题的时候呢，这也能够鼓励老师能够尽力的教导我们。
And particularly in spiritual discipline, it's very important to serve and make the teacher satisfied.
而且特别是在灵性教导的这个这种距离规则中呢。我们是需要去服务的，然后呢，要让老师他处于一种就是满意的状态。
Yes, in the past, even in material education, it was like this. The teachers would not have a salary. They used to the parents or the students, they would bring offerings to the teacher. So they provide the needs for the teachers, serve the teachers, and the teachers being very happy. They would.Impart knowledge because of the attitude of the students. Nowadays it's different because teachers are paid by the government and the students, the parents already pay their tuitions. And the students, they think the teachers have to teach them because they are paid for that.
在过去哪怕是世俗的学习也是这样的。老师呢是没有工资可拿的。但是学生和家长呢都会向老师献上供奉，然后呢为老师做服务，从而呢让老师感到满意。 然后呢，在老师在处于很满意的这种状态下的话呢，他就会被很开心的去传授知识，去尽可能的去教导。但是在当今的这个年代呢，这个情况已经变了，就是现在的这些老师呢是由政府所支付工资的，而学生的家长呢也为学生支付了学费，所以说呢老师这个学生和家长就觉得，老师既然你都已经拿到了你的俸禄，拿到你的薪水，所以呢你就必须得教我。
So the teachers are teaching is a job.
所以现在呢，教学已经是一个工作了。
So brahmanas were the teachers in society, and the brahmanas had no salary.
在以前，在这个社会上呢，婆罗门 brahman 呢，他是处于老师的这个角色的，但是他是不拿工资的。
They were not paid by the government.
他们并不是被政府所支付俸禄。
So they were not dependent on the government.
所以呢，他们并不是依靠政府而活的。
They teach when the students had a good attitude of service. They would teach the students.
所以呢，就是当这位学生他有很好的服务的这种心态的时候，这老师就会去教授这位学生。
And the students would bring vegetables and rice and all the needs and offer to the teachers in reciprocation for their teaching. And in this way, the Brahmins were maintained daily.
那学生呢，为了要回报老师对他的教导，所以呢，每天呢都会给老师送来蔬菜呀、米饭呐，就这些食物。那老师呢，也就通过这样的方式，在他的生活中就得到了维系。
The students must be very inquisitive.
但是这学生呢，他必须要非常的好奇爱问。
Otherwise, how can he make progress?
否则的话，他怎么能够取得进步呢？
If he remains ignorant, what can the spiritual master do?
如果这学生他始终处于无知的状态的话，这老师又该怎么办呢？
If you go to a very nice school, but if you don't study, if you do not inquire, then what is the use of going to a nice school?
如果你要是去了一所非常好的学校，但是呢，你都不学习，然后呢，也不问问题，那去学校有什么用呢？
We must be very alert to inquire, to understand, to make progress.
所以呢，我们必须要非常的警醒的。总是处在一个很好的学习的状态，然后呢，要让自己通过询问，要让自己处于提升的状态。
We should be very eager to make progress.
所以呢，我们要非常渴望着能够想要取得进步。
To surrender to accept the spiritual master, this is a great benefit. But if you don't ask questions from the spiritual master,Then how are we going to make progress?
那当然，如果我们要是皈依了一位灵性导师，这是能够给我们很大的益处的。但是如果我们要是不向这位灵性导师去询问问题的话，那我们又如何能够取得进步呢？
So we have to start by reading Srila Prabhupada's books.
当然了，我们要从读Srila Prabhupada的书开始。
But with inquisitive study, with inquisitive mind means try to really learn how to improve our service, how to make progress in Krishna consciousness.
但是呢，当我们在阅读这些书籍的时候呢，我们要处在一个好奇爱问的这种心态之下，也就是说，我们时刻都在想着我如何能够让自己处于提升的状态，我如何能够让自己更好的去进行服务。
It's not just reading; it's studying.
所以呢，我们在读《十二法宝》书籍的时候，不仅仅是读，是在研习。
So ISKCON is our school, and the gurus and the sadhus are our teachers, and the text materials are Srila Prabhupada's books.
那 ISKCON 呢，是我们的学校。在 ISKCON 里面的这些灵性导师以及这些萨度们呢，是我们的老师，而舍巴巴的书籍呢，就是我们在学习的时候使用的教材。
So we have to take advantage of all this.
对呢，我们就必须要好好的利用所有的这些条件。
It's not that then we meet a spiritual master or a sadhu, says, and we just have a good time with them. Oh, please give me your mercy. Oh, please. But we don't ask any question.
并不是说当我们遇到灵性导师或者遇到一位沙度的时候，我们就享受跟他在一起的快乐的时光，然后呢请求他给我们的仁慈，但是呢并没有向他提出问题。
Srila Prabhupada said, yeah, the spiritual master gives, and the sadhus, they give their mercy, and their mercy is in their instructions, in their guidance.
So Papa 说呢，灵性导师沙度们会给我们仁慈，但他这个仁慈呢是通过他所给予我们的指导以及给我们的训示所体现的。
It's not a magic wave that is just by touching your head or giving a special movement with his hand, and you're going to be blessed to become Krishna conscious. You don't need to do anything else.
并不是说他手中有一个魔棒，用他的魔棒点你一下，或者是用他的手向你挥一挥，然后呢，你就自动的具有了 Krishna 知觉。
No, we have to learn, we have to learn, we have to learn, we have to be inquisitive to learn better and better, so that we practice better and better.
不是这样的，而是我们需要学习，我们必须要在好奇爱问的这种心态中去学习，然后这样呢，我们才能够越学越好，然后我们才能够越来越好的去服务。
You see Bhagavad Gita, so many questions by Arjuna, so many, and perfect answers by Krishna to help us to understand better.
在《薄伽梵歌》里呢，我们就可以看到尔朱呢询问了那么多非常完美的问题，好的问题，然后呢又得到了 Krishna 的完美的答案。那这些呢都是可以让我们更好的去服务，更好的去了解。
And Maharaj Parikshit are asking so many questions.
Parikshit 王也询问了这么多的问题。
And throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, you just hear his questions and answer questions, answer questions, answer.
对，但整部圣典薄伽瓦坛里面我们所看到的这个形式呢都是他所提出的这个问题以及所得到的答案。
Yes, we may have questions that more like curiosity, we like to know certain things, we can have this type of questions.
那当然我们提出的有些问题呢是由于好奇而提出的问题，我们想要了解去满足自己的好奇心，那这样的问题也是可以提出来的。
But most important are the questions that help us to improve our Krishna consciousness.
但是呢，最重要的要提出来的问题呢，是要通过这些问题来帮助我们提升我们的 Krishna 知觉。
Very, very important.
那么这也是非常非常重要的。
A student in school, if he does not questions, if he does not inquire from the teacher, will not learn very much simply by reading the books.
在学校里的学生，如果他要是不向老师提问，他仅仅是靠自己读书的话呢，他是不会学到太多东西的。
But inquire should not be in a challenging mood.
但是呢，在提问的时候呢，他不能够是处在一个要挑衅的心态中。
A student should never think that he knows better than the teacher just because he read so many books.
一位学生他永远不能因为他自己读了这么多书而觉得自己比老师懂得更多。
Yes, maybe we read many books and you are reading many books, so you are very well informed.
那也许可能你确实读了很多书，那么就是因为读了很多书，所以呢，头脑里就有很多的信息。
But in order to really understand what we should practice, what we should concentrate on in our practice of spiritual life, we need guidance.
但是呢，为了能够了解我们到底如何在我们的灵性生活中能够更好的去进行修习，我们必须是需要一位指导者的指导的。
So it's not that Srila Prabhupada wrote the books.So we can distribute books, so people can have the books, can read them, they can become devotees by that, just by reading the books, and they can practice and become perfect simply by reading the books.
并不是说是我们把舍利帕巴的书派出去了， 然后呢，得到这个书的人呢，他就通过阅读这个书籍，然后呢，就变成了奉献者，并不是通过这样就变成奉献者的。
We need help. We need help to understand Srila Prabhupada's book. Certain things we may understand immediately, many other things we may not understand very clearly.
不是这样的。当我们在阅读Srila Prabhupada书籍的时候，我们是需要别人在我们旁边的协助的。我们在读书的时候呢，我们可能会理解其中的一些信息，但是在Srila Prabhupada书中的很多信息，我们也许可能是不理解的。
嗯。And the more questions we ask, and then when you read it, it becomes more clear.
而且呢，当我们当我们询问更多的问题的时候，这样就使得我们在做更多的阅读的时候呢，就会变得更加的清晰明了。
Because you can see that whatever the teachers say, whatever the seniors say, and what the books say is all the same, so you gain great confidence.
因为呢，我们就会发现，我们的老师，还有这些年长的奉献者，以及在书中所给我们展示的所有的这些信息和答案都是一致的。那我们就会感到更加的有信心。
So we should not be shy about asking questions.
所以说呢，关于问问题的这件事情，我们不应该害羞。
But you should ask thoughtful questions.
但是呢，你必须要询问那些深思熟虑的问题。
And in order to ask thoughtful questions, we need to be very attentive when we are reading or when we are hearing a lecture.Or hearing somebody speaking, you have to be very attentive in order to try to get some value, some understanding.
但是呢，为了要问出非常深思熟虑的这个问题，那我们呢就在阅读、在聆听的时候呢，我们就需要非常的专注。然后这样的话，我们才能够更好的去理解我们所学习的这个内容的价值。
If you go to school and you just sit there.And you don't pay attention what the teacher is teaching. You don't pay attention to the subject matter, and you think that you just go home and read from the books and you can pass the exams. Most of the students will fail.
那如果是在学校的时候，我们心不在焉，根本就没有听老师讲，也没有听老师的这个指导的话，觉得只要自己回去读书就能够把这个。内容学习清楚的话，那这样的学生大部分的时候是没有办法考及格的。
That's why we approach a spiritual master and we serve him, you please him, and you ask him relevant questions.
所以就为什么当我们再去接近一位灵性导师的时候呢，我们就会服务他，并且取悦他，然后呢向他询问相关的问题。
Srila Prabhupada was always very happy to answer to questions of the devotees and guests.
Srila Prabhupada 呢总是非常开心去回答他的奉献者以及他的客人所提出的问题。
Because when you ask a question, then you are going to hear what you need to hear.
因为呢，当你在询问问题的时候呢，你就能够听到你需要听到的信息。
If you are hearing a lecture, maybe many things are general things, you don't pay so much close attention. But when you are asking a question, really because you want to know, then you're going to be attentive, you're going to hear what the question, because that's what you need to hear.
因为当你在聆听一节讲课的时候呢，其实有很多的信息你都漏掉了，就是没有听见。但是呢，当你在询问问题的时候，因为这个问题是你想要知道这个答案的，所以说呢，你就会很专注的去听的这个问题的这个解答，而且呢，这里面这个信息也是你需要去听到的信息。
That's why the first question Maharaj Parikshit asked to Shukadeva Goswami was, "What is the duty of a person who is about to die?"
对，就为什么帕克希特王他向说了 Shukadeva Goswami 所询问的第一个问题，就是当一个将死之人，他所应该履行的职责是什么？
This was an extremely important question for him because he knew he was about to die.
对，这对于他来说呢，是一个非常重要的问题，因为他知道他自己即将死去。
So he was very attentive to the answer of Shukadeva Goswami.
所以说呢。 他就会非常的仔细的聆听Srila Shukadeva Goswami所给他做出的解答。
And then naturally, it hears about what he has to do. It naturally, it evokes many, 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 many more questions. And the whole Bhagavatam came about with so many questions and answers.
然后呢，也就很自然的，在是整部的圣典布达瓦坛里面就被激发出了这么多的问题以及回答。
If we are not inquisitive about making progress, then we don't need to accept the spiritual master.
但是如果我们要不是非常的好奇爱问的去向我们不是要想通过好奇爱问而得到这个灵性上的进步的话，那我们也不需要接受一位灵性导师了。
Yes, Maria. I mean, we don't take a spiritual master as a fashion, like others have a spiritual master. I also should have one.
因为我们不是为了赶时髦，所以才去接受一位灵性导师的。不是因为别人有了灵性导师，所以我也必须要有一位。
I also want to have a spiritual name, so I want to pick up a spiritual master.
那或者说呢，我也想要一个灵性的名字，所以呢，我就赶紧的找一位灵性导师。
It's not a fashion.
所以呢，这并不是一个赶时髦，并不是一种时尚。
It's a serious commitment.
这是一个很严肃的承诺。
Peter Mas is a teacher, and we have to pose ourselves as his students and be very inquisitive.
那灵性导师他是一位老师，那我们呢就必须要以学生的姿态来到他的面前，并且呢要提出好奇这个好奇好这个好奇的问题。
嗯。So.Every time we study the Srila Prabhupada's book, you should be very, 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 very attentive. You should be taking notes if necessary. So if there are things that are not clear, don't hesitate to ask, because it improves your understanding. It's not a botheration for theteacher to have to answer questions. The teachers, they like to answer questions because it shows that the students are very serious about learning.
所以说呢，当我们在阅读Srila Prabhupada书籍的时候呢，首先我们要非常的专注，然后呢，我们要记笔记，把不懂的这个地方呢，一定要记下来，然后呢，去向灵性导师进行询问。那么灵性导师呢，他其实是很喜欢回答他的门徒所提出的问题的，因为呢，这也展示了他的学生是在学习，而且呢是出于很好的态度的，学习态度的。
So Srila Prabhupada says, Maharaj Parikshit is a typical disciple. It means a real disciple because he is perfectly inquisitive.
那所以Srila Prabhupada说呢。帕克希特王他就是一位完美的学生，原因就是因为他有这种很好奇爱问的品质。
Due to his perfect questions, we could hear the perfect answers given by Krishna and all these great sadhus throughout the Bhagavatam. So we have this opportunity to have this knowledge.Explain it in a very wonderful way.
那所以呢，就是由于他的这个好奇爱问，他所问出的这么多好的问题，才使我们在整部的圣典博加瓦坛中呢，能够听到这些圣人们以如此美妙的答案来向我们揭示了 Krishna 知觉中的信息和知识。
嗯。So always remember this verse from Bhagavad Gita, very important verse.
所以呢永远要记住《博迦梵歌》中的这个师节，也就是第四章的第三十四师节，这是一个非常重要的师节。
OK, you repeat in Chinese.
努力寻找一位灵性导师，向他Sorry, my brain. 寻找一位灵性导师
OK, use your cell phoneUse your cell phone as your brain.
Yeah, it works in my mind, but, 努力寻找，等会儿，我脑子有点不知道为啥现在断片了。 第伯牙梵歌第四章的第三十四十节是这样的，努力接近一位灵性导师，向他学习真理，谦卑的向他询问，并为他做服务。自我觉悟的灵魂因见到了真理，不能受你指使。
Inquire submissively, inquire submissively, and render service.
所以说呢，要要谦卑的去询问，并且为灵性导师做服务。
This is exactly what is not there anymore in education, in the system of education in the world. There is no submissive, there is no render of service, because the teachers are all paid workers.
对呢，但是在现在的这个教育体系中呢，已经没有这样的程序了。就是由于这个老师他是被政府来付钱来进行这个来进行这个工作的，所以就变得这个学生对于老师之间就没有这种谦卑的做服务的这种心态，然后呢也不用再去想着要取悦老师了。
Okay, we stop here.
好，我们现在呢这节课的讲课先停在这里。
If there's any question or comments, you are much welcome.
Yeah, there are quite many questions here. 阿叔说呢，欢迎大家提出问题以及评述。第一个问题呢是来自于 Jambavati Devidasi Mataji 的迪曼阿叔的莲花族。我在博加瓦坛看到已婚女子发生非法性关系要下地狱，请描述一下地狱状况，怎样才能使他们相信这是事实，拯救他们。 Hare Krishna. Okay, Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. In Srimad Bhagavatam, I read that for the married woman,for the married women, if they have any adultery affair with the others, then they will be sent to the jail, sent to the hell. Is it okay for you to elaborate it a little bit more about the situation of the hell, and also how to convince the people of today this is the truth? But in that case, can save them away from the wrongdoings. Hare Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisance to your lotus feet.
请接受我向您莲花足下的顶拜。
This is Jambavati.
Jambavati, yeah, but I don't know how many Jambavati Mataji we have.
Okay. Yes, it's very sinful for a woman to break her chastity and become attached to another person.
对于一位女子，她打破她的贞洁，然后呢去依恋于其他的人，这是非常的有罪的。
But it's not always just the fault of the women.
但是呢，这并不是总是错在女方。
Sometimes it's also because the husbands do not protect them sufficiently.
有的时候呢，也是由于他们的丈夫并没有足够的保护他们。
The situation in Kali Yuga is so much different now.
因为在卡利年代的这个情况呢，已经和以前大不相同了。
Because women now, because of being exploited in the past, women have taken roles where they act almost like men in society.
因为就是之前女子一直处在被剥削的状态，所以使得现在女子呢在这个社会中他所做事的这种状态都跟男人很像了。
And they are not protected. They are not protected anymore by the husbands.
而且呢他们现在呢已经不再被他们的丈夫所保护。
So they have to take care of themselves sometimes.
所以有的时候呢女子必须要保护自己，就照顾自己。
So adultery is becoming a common thing now in society.
所以呢，这种非法性关系呢，在我们的社会中现在已经变成了一个非常的常见的、普遍的现象。
That's why there is so much divorce.
那也就为什么有那么多的离婚。
Srila Prabhupada said, we should never divorce. When you are married, we should never divorce.
Prabhupada 曾经讲过，当你一结婚，就永远都不要离婚。
But then he had to face situations where devotees wanted to divorce.
但是呢，他又必须要去面对那些想要离婚的奉献者。
And Srila Prabhupada gave up taking care of these things.
所以说，帕帕他最后他就放弃再去管这件事，管这些事儿了。
Because he had never seen things like this in his life.
因为在他的一生中呢，他从来就没有看见过这样的现象。
So nowadays we have a rate of divorce as high or if not higher than outside the material society.
You mean?
In society, yes.We have a rate of divorce.
Okay.
Yes, the rate of divorce if it is not the same or even higher than outside.
所以说，为什么就是在我们的这个 ISKCON 的这个社团里面，我们的这个离婚率，甚至于比外面的这个世俗社会的离婚率还要高。
So sometimes the divorce is not because they had an affair with an extramarital affair before. It's just because.They cannot go along, you know, in serving together.
但有的时候呢，他们离婚的原因并不是因为有了这个婚外的关系，而是由于他们俩人就没有办法再往前行了，不能够一起服务了。
So to say how much, of course, if a person is married, either husband or wife.And have extramarital affair with somebody else means he's engaging in illicit sex life, and that is very sinful.
那当然，当一个人他是处于婚姻状态的时候，无论是妻子还是丈夫，当他和其他的人有了这种婚外的关系之后呢，那其实也就意味着他是处于了非婚的性生活的这种状态中，那这是很罪恶的。
So yes, we should not go around and telling people you go to hell if you don't remain married with a person you are married with. It's because it's just not so clear like that.
那我们不能够去跟别人说，如果你要是和你，如果你要是不和你现在在婚姻中的这个人。再继续这个保持婚姻的状态的话，你就会下地狱。这个我们是不能够就这样去跟别人讲的，因为并不是就简单的是这样一种状态。
So there is a course on Grihastha life given by a very very outstanding couple of devotees who wrote a book and is already translated in Chinese. And I think as soon as the travelings will be allowed. They are going to travel in China to encourage the devotees to be very steady and how they can really have an harmonious Vaishnava marriage in their lives and remain together. So this is what the devotees and everybody else said. It is to have more training, more understanding.
那现在呢，就是有一对儿。非常的有经验的 Grihastha 居士夫妇，他们正在为我们上Grihastha 生活的相关的课程。当他们有了这个，就是当我们以后可以再次恢复旅行的时候呢，这对夫妇他们也会来中国，然后呢，帮助奉献者更好的了解如何在婚姻中去维系我们的这种生活。那他们也写了一本书，这本书呢现在也已经翻译成了中文。
So one thing you can already do if you know of any couple that having trouble, or any Mataji having trouble, the husband or vice versa, you know, you distribute them this book so they can already understand some very very important guidelines in the life of married devotees.
所以说呢，如果您要是认识哪些 Mataji 在婚姻中有一些问题，或者说是在就是或者就是反过来说，就是在婚姻中的丈夫 有一些问题的话，那你就可以把这本书先派给他们先看一看，然后他们就已经能够明白在这个奉献者的这个婚姻生活中他应该是怎么去度过，也应该去履行一些哪些职责了，履行哪些原则。
It's based on Srila Prabhupada's teachings throughout his books.
而他们这本书呢也是基于 Srila Prabhupada 的教导的。
So, don't go around and telling people who are having these difficulties in their marriage that they're going to go to hell because there's too many details involved in these things.
那所以呢，千万不要做的一件事情就是去和那些在婚姻中有问题的人去向他们说，你们现在做的这个事情，就如果是有非法的这种性生活，或者是有任何不对的这个事情，然后呢就会下地狱，因为在这里面有太多的这个细节是需要去解释的。
We are in Kali Yuga now.
而且我们现在是处在卡利年代。
In Kali Yuga, everybody is very fallen.
因为在卡利年代，每一个人都是堕落的，都是罪恶的。
So what we need.Is to raise awareness, train people, give them good advices, and try to help them to overcome their difficulties.
那所以说，我们应该做的一件事情呢，就是去帮助这些人们，给他们这个正确的这种信息，然后呢，去帮助他们走出他们现在所处在的这个困境。
So read the book or partake the book with others and.Let them understand, have some understanding of the subject matter and try to help them instead of condemning them to hell.
所以说呢，我们自己要读这本书，或者是把这本书给予在困难中的这些人去读，然后呢，去帮助他们尽量的能够走出这样的困境，而不是去指责他们，或者去对他们说你要下地狱。
Okay, next question.
The next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢阿叔，谢谢翻译和主持。今天的师节，帕克希特王作为门徒，寻根究底的询问，为我们树立了榜样。我可不盲目的修习 Krishna 直觉，非要弄明白不可。所以时常向阿叔您刨根问底，感恩您的容忍和耐心。因为在我的心目中，您也是我的guru之一。问题就在于有不少细节性的问题，经典没有提及，也得不到答案，结论性的答案都有，但如何看待这些细节性的内容 ？The verses of today, Parikshita Maharaj as a disciple, he inquisitively to answer the questions. He set up a very beautiful example for us. So to make me also understand that I shouldn't blindly to practice by Krishna consciousness.I have to really understand it clearly. So that's why I am, you know, regularly to inquisitively ask the questions from you, dear Ashu. So thank you so much for your tolerance and also patience with me. Because in my mind that you are also one of the gurus to me. So, but the issue is that there were lots of detail things.Hasn't been mentioned by the, I mean, there were lots of specific things that hasn't been mentioned by the scripture. And there was no way to get the answer from the scripture. We do have the conclusive answers, but how to consider those specific details?
The details is that's where the teachers can help because.It's not that in the scriptures are not, all the details are not there. It's just a scatter here and there, and you may not see in one place. But if you hear from a qualified teacher, then they can give you details. I mean, not all of them can give the perhaps the same more detail, but most of the teachers, most of the spiritual masters can give you more details on certain things that you don't find in one particular place. But details are also there. Particularly if you read the Nectar of Devotion, where Srila Rupa Goswami gives many, many, many details. The thing is that we either we skip them when we are reading, we don't notice, or we don't read all the books in a systematic way. But actually, Srila Prabhupada in his books, he goes into a great length. Of course, he could not give everything in detail because books are always limited. But if you read his conversations, or if you read his lectures, Srila Prabhupada extends himself into more details because sometimes devotees ask questions. You know. But I don't know if you have access to Srila Prabhupada's lectures, you know, if you can understand Srila Prabhupada's voice. This is one thing that we have been asking since time immemorial, that devotees who know very well English and understand Srila Prabhupada's accent start translating, giving a translation of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. There was an attempt long time ago by Krishna Kirtan Prabhu, your god brother. That was many years ago, maybe more than 30 years ago. About that, yeah. And then there was done some other...
Ashu, please.
Oh,
please.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You have to turn eight. Okay.
Too much.
Okay.
阿叔刚才说的有点多，我尽量的这个重复一下哈。就是阿叔说呢，就是就关于这个细节问题呢，也就为什么我们需要去寻求灵性导师的帮助了。其实并不是说是在经典里面没有提及这些细节，而是在经典里面的所有这些细节呢是被散落在这儿和那儿的，就我们没有办法很好的把它们都给它萃取出来。所以就为什么当我们有问题的时候，我们提及向灵性导师去提及，那么灵性导师呢，他们都会，大部分的这些灵性导师都会把这些细节上的这些问题给我们。那我们之所以没有办法看到这些细节，比如说在舍拉 Rupa Goswami 他的这个奉爱的甘露里面呢，就会提及各种各样的这些细节。但是我们之所以没有办法去理解这些细节呢，原因就是由于我们在读书的时候没有进行系统的阅读，或者是当我们在读书的时候呢，我们并没有有效的去读，然后使得我们就没有看到这些细节。而且呢，舒拉帕帕在其实舒拉帕帕他在努力的要把这些细节提供给我们，但是呢，他有可能没有在书中把所有的这些细节提出来，因为书呢，它毕竟还是有限的。但舒拉帕帕他还是通过了各种各样的，比如说他的课程以及他的信件，来扩展所有的这些细节的问题。那么在30年以前呢，Krishna Kirtan Prabhu。是 Rajendra Prabhu 的师兄，那他当时他就在做一项工作，就是尽量的去搜集和整理舒拉帕帕的这些书籍和这个就是课程和对话中的这个内容，然后把它给翻译出来，然后让大家能够看到。
So this is, and I encourage all those devotees who understand very well English.Who can understand Srila Prabhupada's way of speaking English, to please take on a task or a responsibility of doing an audio translation of Srila Prabhupada's book, lectures and conversations, particularly conversations. In conversations, Srila Prabhupada deal with many questions and many issues.That are very, very, very relevant to all of us.
所以说呢，我就鼓励能够阅读英文的奉献者，去仔细的去阅读一下舒拉帕帕的这些信件以及他的对话，特别是舒拉帕帕的这个对话。那么这个对话里面呢，因为提出了很多的问题，然后舒拉帕帕对这些问题呢提出了给出了很多的答案。那么这些答案呢，都是和我们很相关的。刚才阿叔也说呢，我们也可以用这个自动翻译的这个工具来阅读这些信息。
It's not a difficult work, really. It's not a difficult work. Maybe you need some learn some technical ways to
to do it, but it's not difficult, and you just use voice, and you can also see all the lectures and everything that Srila Prabhupada spoke is all transcribed into English. So if you have difficulty even in understanding some expressions or some words, you just follow the writing, and then you click a pause, and you do your translation by reading what Srila Prabhupada spoke. It's quite easy nowadays, much easier than in the past.
阿叔说的意思呢，so you mean that is hearing the voice from Srila Prabhupada first, and then if we don't understand it, we just read the transcription in work.
No, we can follow at the same time you are hearing, you can follow the transcript.
OK, 就是那么说法所有的这些对话和信呢，它其实它是有这个录音的，然后呢还有笔记，所以呢我们可以一边听它的录音，一边来看笔记，这样就更容易理解。
And we can see that Danakeli seems to be a little enthusiastic about taking a part of this service.
然后，you mean translate this?
You let Prabhupada speak in portion, and then you translate after that, and then Prabhupada speak another portion, you translate like you do when you translate to speakers. You know, you cut, and then you put your translation just need somebody to help with technicalities. That's all. We can find that.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, Rajendra Prabhu is doing that.
So let them spread all this all over the place. You can send by WeChat. You can send in so many different ways. You know, let the devotees hear Srila Prabhupada's lectures and conversation, because in that he's gonna hear many details.
那么我说呢，阮先生法布现在做的一个像一个服务，就是他在翻译舒尔帕帕的这个课程，还有这个就反正跟舒尔帕帕相关的这些教导的这些录音的这个课程，然后阿叔就说呢，那我们要大力的去推广您所翻译出来的这些课件，然后通过微信呢或者通过各种各样的平台来让奉献者能够聆听到舒尔帕帕的原版的这个教导。 因为通过这些的聆听呢，我们就可以听到很多的关于细节的帕帕对问题的解答。So
more devotees can join in this service, because it's really a wonderful service.
那然后呢，更多的奉献者也可以加入到这项服务中来，因为这是一项非常美妙的服务。In
this way, the devotees can hear Srila Prabhupada's lectures. And they can understand many more things that they don't find in the books, particular details.
那以这样的方式呢，奉献者就可以听到舍帕帕的教导，而且呢，也可以听到舍帕帕他的教导的更加的细节的内容。那么这些细节的内容呢，在书里面可能是找不到答案的。So
this is one thing I suggest in order to help. You know, whoever needs to understand more in detail, that's one of the ways it can really help substantially.
那所以呢，这是我给大家提出来的这么一个建议。那么这样的这种学习方式呢，就能够很大的帮助我们去了解所有的这些细节。Okay,
next question.
The next question from Panchatattva Prabhu, Dima Ashu, 谢谢翻译和主持。 Bogus gurus 和 the bona fide gurus 有什么区别? What are the differences in between of the bogus guru and the bona fide guru? 也就是说，帕布问的就是说这个假guru和正宗的guru之间的区别是什么?
There's only one guru. Either is a guru or is not a guru.
那么其实只有一种guru，他要不然就是guru，否则他就不是guru。
There is no false guru. Either is guru or is not a guru.
对，根本就没有假guru这回事儿。他要不然就guru，他要不然就不是guru.
A guru first qualification of guru as he as a guru.
那么咕噜他首当其冲的一个资格就是他自己本人也是有咕噜的。
And he follows faithfully his guru.
而且呢他是非常的忠诚的追随着他的咕噜。
And when he teaches, he teaches according to what he learned from his guru.
而且当他在教导的时候呢他是根据他从他的咕噜那里所学到的信息来教导。
And he's a good example of what he teaches.
而且呢他也是以身作则的在教导。
Does not need to be a perfect devotee.
那么咕噜他并不一定非得是一位完美的奉献者。
Certainly if you have a perfect devotee as guru is better, but at most of our stage we are a kindergarten students, we don't need a PhD guru.
虽然说如果我们要是有一位这个完美的奉献者作为我们的顾问呢当然是很好的可是呢因为我们现在都还是幼儿园的小朋友所以呢我们是不需要一位有博士学位的老师来作为我们的顾问的
That's why Srila Prabhupada said all of my followers should become gurus
那所以就这个原因呢Srila Prabhupada说我所有的追随者们都应该成为guru
Means every one of us can play that role of guru in a way of teaching, repeating the words that we heard from Srila Prabhupada from his books, you know, try to follow their guidance and give guidance to others. So many devotees are taking that role in a practical way.
那所以呢，每个奉献者呢，他都应该是一个非常实际的方式。把从 Srila Prabhupada 那儿所听到的、学到的，从他的书籍中所学到的这个信息传递给其他的人。那么这样的方式呢，他其实也是在以咕噜的这种形式在进行传教，在进行教学。
To become initiated devotee has to pass some tests to make sure that the person is qualified in all aspects, that he follows everything, is a good example.As a good career as a devotee to show that he's really qualified to accept disciples and give initiation.
但是呢作为一位启迪的咕噜那他就必须要经过考试而且呢也必须要经过考核而且要知道他是很严格的在修习而且呢他能够给别人树立成一个榜样。
Okay, the next question by Outlet.
Outlet Prabhu, 四月苦行为什么是忌食绿叶菜和酸奶 ?Why during the Chaturmasi time that we need to fast from green leaves and yogurt?
Well, you fast from four different things during the four different months.
在四个月不同的月里面呢我们是要忌食不同的食物。
Spinach, yogurt,Milk and what is the beans? Yes.
一个是菠菜，还有呢酸奶、牛奶和豆类。
So this is yes austerities that was more common in the days where the sadhus.Would not travel during this rainy season, 4 months of the rainy season, because in those days the roads were muddy, so they become very difficult to travel. So they stay one place. But in order to not become attracted to comfortable life and sense gratification, they would voluntarily give up certain items that were very delicious at a particular month, like a season of spinach. Now, spinach are all over, so, and it's the delicacy of the month at this period, and then some period is the yogurt, some period is the milk, and beer. So these were the foods that were the most delightful. You can do a combination of things with them, so they would avoid them.In order to be a little more austere. When they travel, they're already austere by the fact they are traveling. But they want to stay in one place to keep some austerity in their practice. in their daily practice, so they would avoid a certain thing, fast from a certain thing, yeah, certain item.
那么在四月苦行的时候呢，也就是在这四个月的雨季的时候，那在雨季的时候，由于满地都是泥泞，所以呢就导致了旅行是非常不方便的，所以就导致了这些圣人们他们在四月苦行的这几个月呢，他们会停下来，会在某一个地方停下来，不再旅行。但是由于他们在旅行的时候，旅行本身是非常苦行的一件事情，但是当他们在停下来的时候呢，他们也必须要进行一些苦行，所以呢他们就从食物上来给予这个苦行，所以他们就会在这四个月的每一个月都会去计时掉在那个月很让人享受的这种食物，比如说在这个八月份的时候是菠菜，那么这个菠菜在这会儿的时候呢，它是就是很有很多菠菜，而且呢这个味道也非常的好，所以说呢他为了要让自己有苦行，所以呢他就戒食掉这种食物。那在其他的月，比如说在酸奶或者是牛奶，也都是这个意思，他为了要让自己不食这些食物，然后呢让自己更好的去进行服务，所以说呢就会有戒食的这个做法。
So if you can, your body allows you, you don't require these items, then you can also practice this fasting. It's good. It's very good. So it's a little austerity, but it's good. But if you cannot physical for some reason, then you don't need to follow and you are not going to hell because of that.
所以如果要是在您身体允许的这种情况下呢？你要是愿意去戒食这些食物的话，那也可以，因为这也挺好，因为这可以让您变得稍微的更加的苦行一些。但是由于某种原因使得您的这个身体是没有办法去承受戒食这些食物的话，那您也不需要这么做，而且也不会因为没有这么做而下地狱。
Okay, the next question.
From Brajarani, Brajarani, from Brajarani Mataji.感恩阿叔，谢谢翻译和主持甜美的服务。有年长的奉献者修了很多年了，但还是没有清除恐惧心，非常的胆小，导致他念诵的质量也不好。如何帮助他清除胆小恐惧的心理呢？他年纪大了，如果清除不了恐惧心，他能够回归灵性的家园吗？阿叔 ，Thank you very much for your lecture.There is a devotee who has already practiced the Krishna consciousness for many years. However, she still not to remove the mood of fear. And she's still in a kind of very intimate situation. And this make her quality of chanting not very good. So how to help her to remove the sense of fear?Because now she's in old age, so my question is that if she's not to get rid of this kind of fearful mood, will that be an impediment for her to be back to the spiritual world?
Maybe she needs more association of devotees.
那也许可能她需要更多的和奉献者的联谊。
Not just talk with her, but go and visit her, spend some time with her, doing some reading together, some kirtan together.
不仅仅是和他在电话上聊天，而是呢需要去拜访他，要花时间跟他在一起，然后和他一起读书，和他一起 kirtan.
Yeah, and reassure her that Krishna is always there in the holy name, and the,When she feels that some feeling of fear is coming, that try to chant louder, to chant really loud the holy names is very helpful, or to read Srila Prabhupada's books loudly. It's also very helpful, because when you are associating with the divinity through the holy names, also through the readings, the scriptures,then naturally all these feelings will not be felt. It's natural. So, but she has to do it loud.
而且呢，就是要向他保证，就是 Krishna 始终都是在那儿在帮助他的，所以呢不要害怕。然后呢，要让他比如说在胆小在害怕的时候呢，要大声的去念诵圣名，或者是要大声的去阅读Shri Prabhupada的这个书籍，因为这些神性的东西呢，就会把胆小怯懦给吓跑，那么这是事实。但是呢，必须要大声的去念诵，大声就是一定要出声，大声。
嗯 ，Yeah, see, fear is a result of our sinful past sinful activities.
那么这个恐惧呢，它是来自于我们过往的罪恶的活动所致。
So the only thing that we can overcome that is by taking more shelter of Krishna. So if you go there and we chant with her and we encourage her to chant more because she's old, probably she has more time with her, she can chant more rounds, is also very helpful, and read loud, increase this hearing and chanting particularly. That's the best thing she can do in her old age. That's what Maharaj Parikshit did before passing away, increase his hearing and chanting.
那所以当我们在恐惧的时候呢，我们就应该更多的去托庇于圣名，因为这是唯一的这种方法。那么因为这位奉献者呢，他现在岁数已经大了，所以呢他可能有更多的时间来念诵，他就应该以更多的念诵，以这样的方式来托庇于圣名。比如说像帕克西特王妈，他也是在做的这件事情。
Okay, next.
Mobile, 一位叫 Mobile 的奉献者问的，对于一个从事心理学工作的人，怎样能够解救我们坚守爱嘎达西戒时对我们的思维专注上训练的意义？对一个从事心理学工作的人，怎样解释我们坚守爱嘎达西戒时对我们的思维专注训练的意义？I think she's trying to ask how to explain to a psychiatrist that fast the ekadasi is a kind of training for us to be more attentive, to be more focused.
We follow ekadasi because grains on Ekadashi are the refuge, the shelter of many sinful activities. So grains should not be eaten on those days because they carry many sinful reactions. So we don't want to involve ourselves in more sinful reaction than we already have. So we avoid that. So,
那么这个爱嘎达西呢，我们戒食五谷是由于爱嘎达西这一天呢，很多的这些罪恶的事情全部都托庇在这个五谷里面，所以呢因为我们本来就已经够有罪的了，所以呢我们就不希望在爱嘎达西这一天呢再通过食用五谷然后让自己卷入更多的罪恶之中。
And also astrologically speaking, it's a very inauspicious day. It influences our minds in a very more deep way. And so it's nice to avoid eating or eat very light food, so no grains, and so not to overburden our bodies and our minds, so we can become more focused on chanting and doing other devotional activities.
Also, you said about from the histology way, astrology. 食用太多的这个食物的话呢，它也会让我们变得很有负担，所以呢我们就要这天呢要尽量的少食，然后呢要尽量的不吃，就是尽量的不吃或者是少吃， 然后让自己更多的去从事灵性上的这种活动，然后让自己呢就不会有那么大的负担，减少自己的负担，通过这样的方式。
嗯 ，Okay, that's the last one.
No, there was one more question here. One more question. 嗯，真奉献者、假奉献者是怎么区别呢？如何面对 ？How to distinguish the genuine devotee and the bogus devotee, the false devotee, and how to face them?How to confront it in front of them?
What do you mean confronting?
I don't know. I mean, 如何面对, how to deal with them? How to handle them?
Well, with the devotee, we offer our obeisance, we respect. We have different types of devotees. Devotees who are junior to us, we try to help them in their practice. Those who are the same.Level as us, we try to relate with and develop a nice friendship, and the devotees who are more advanced, we try to seek their guidance, serve them and seek their guidance. Well, serving is serving, we serve all the devotees, but senior, we try to seek their guidance, and the non-devotees, we should act with compassion, with kindness, and try to help them to become devotees. So we have to be very tolerant and very, very compassionate with the non-devotees.
那首先呢，我们对于奉献者，我们是要去顶拜奉献者，向奉献者致以我们的敬意。那奉献者呢，也分为不同的层面，有比我们更年轻的奉献者，那这会儿呢，我们就要去照顾他们，去关怀他们。还有呢，和我们平级的奉献者，和我们平级的奉献者呢，我们要和他们建立起友谊之情，嗯，一起共修。那么还有，嗯，这还有就是比我们更加年长的、精进的奉献者呢，那我们就要努力的去，去服务他们，去这个尊敬他们。Sorry, 阿叔。For the devotees who are senior to us, the way for us to
seek their guidance.
对，我们就要去向他们那儿去寻求指导。但是所有的奉献者，我们都是要去服务他们的。但是服务他们的方式是就是按照不同不一样。那么对于非奉献者来说呢，我们是要对他们展现我们的怜悯之情，然后呢，努力的让他们成为奉献者。
And if the question is about the pretend a false devotee and the real devotee, then you have to see how they, what is their attitude and how they practice. It's not so difficult to find out who is a pretender. You know, if you associate.
然后呢，就是跟当你在跟奉献者在联谊的时候，其实并不是那么的容，并不那么难的去判断出这人到底是真奉献者还是假奉献者的。
A pretender is very easy to be caught.
因为这个假的奉献者是很容易就被发现了的。
嗯。Okay, let's go.One more question.
Chaitanya Charanprabhu, 顶拜阿叔和奉献者们做婆沙难时，以灵性导师辅人心态去做，知道没有资格为Krishna 做服务。我做婆沙难给 Krishna 也不一定能接受，通过灵性导师会接受。当我为灵性导师做婆沙难时，我也通过灵性导师把素食先。供奉给 Krishna 接受了，灵性导师是不是就接受了？通过灵性导师 Krishna 接受我们的供奉，可是有时灵性导师吃的不多，是不是因为 Krishna 不接受，所以灵性导师也不接受？可这是通过灵性导师提供给 Krishna 的，为何灵性导师又不接受呢？可以祈祷 Krishna 接受后让灵性导师接受吗？或祈祷灵性导师接受，让 Krishna 接受。Please accept my very humble obeisances to you and to all the devotees. While we are making prasadam, And we cook the prasadam as a servant of the spiritual master. We know that we don't have any qualification to render this service to the Lord. And the prasadam what I'm making for Lord Krishna is not necessary for him to accept it. So I have to go through the spiritual master to have him to accept the prasadam. And when I am cooking the prasadam for the spiritual master, I am also offer the prasadam to Lord through spiritual master. Then Krishna accepted. If Krishna accepted, means that the spiritual master also will accept it, right? And also, through the spiritual master, we offer to the Lord. But sometimes the spiritual master didn't eat much. Is that because Lord Krishna hasn't accepted the prasadam? So the spiritual master also doesn't feel like to accept it, so he eat very little. However, this prasadam is offered to Lord through the spiritual master. Why the spiritual master not accept it? Is that okay for us to pray to the Lord to accept the food? In that case, the spiritual master also will accept the food, and then he can eat a little bit more. Or we pray to the spiritual master to pray that Lord Krishna can accept it.
Well, if a spiritual master, he maybe cannot eat very much.
这个灵性导师，他也许他可能他是吃不了太多。
Maybe he has to take it very simple, cannot eat everything.
因为呢，他可能他吃的就很简单，所以他就没有办法吃太多，他不可能把所有的给吃下。
When we offer to please Krishna through the spiritual master.
但是当我们在供奉的时候呢，我们是通过灵性导师向 Krishna 供奉来取悦 Krishna。
Means we offer to the spiritual master, and the spiritual master offers to his spiritual master, and goes up like this in a disciple succession, goes back to Krishna.
也就是说呢，我们是通过灵性导师，然后在灵性导师呢，再通过这个整个使徒传承的这个链条，然后向 Krishna 提出这个供奉。
But that does not mean that our spiritual master has to eat everything.
但这并不意味着我们的灵性导师要把所有东西都给吃下去。
He offers to his spiritual master, and his spiritual master offers to his own spiritual master, and then goes to Krishna. Krishna can eat and digest anything.
那他呢是把这个食物供奉给他的灵性导师，他的灵性导师呢又向上供奉给他的灵性导师，直到这样一道一道的供奉给 Krishna. Krishna他可以吃掉一切。
If Krishna sees the offering is done with love, Krishna accepts.
如果 Krishna 他发现这个供奉是怀着爱心所献上的供奉，他就会接受。
And then if the spiritual master does not eat everything, consider that as a mercy of Krishna. He wants to the prasada to be distributed to the devotees.
那么如果要是 Krishna 灵性导师他不能够吃掉所有的这一切的话呢，其实这是 Krishna 的仁慈，因为 Krishna 他希望能够把这个供奉呢也派发给其他的奉献者。
So don't feel bad that the spiritual master, it seems that the spiritual master didn't like. He just said he cannot eat more than that, particularly if he's in a old body. He has to be very careful of what he eats and how much he eats.
所以呢，当灵性导师他不能吃太多的时候呢，我们可不能够这个觉得伤心，并不是因为他不喜，他没有接受，而是因为他吃不了太多，特别是当灵性导师他处于一个年迈的这个身体中的时候呢，我们一定要小心。 这个灵性导师都吃了些什么，而且吃的是不是太多？
But it's nice to pray to the spiritual master that Krishna will accept your preparation. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice attitude.
但是呢，向灵性导师祈祷，祈祷着 Krishna 能够接受你的供奉，这是一个非常好的态度。
Okay, Jayanti, Jayanti.
顶拜阿叔，请教您在爱卡达西戒食五谷豆类，是因为罪恶藏在那里。 是否意味着平时我们遵守埃格达西餐也很好 ？Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. In the Ekadasi days, we fast from grains and beans because the saints has been hidden in those things. But doesn't that mean that during the regular days, if we also follow the Ekadasi meal, it also will be beneficial to us?
Well, usually the body needs some grains because real food are the grains, not the vegetables. But there are devotees who eat very simple, very, very, very little grains or no grains. But usually, especially if you are growing, you need to eat grains because grains are the real nourishment for the body. Grains and milk, bread and beans, these are the main food. The vegetables is more for vitamins and taste, you know. But when you are in old body, maybe you require less, then you can more follow a kind of Ekadashi diet, and it's okay. If you feel comfortable, you feel well nourished like that, it's okay. It's good. No problem with that.
这个要看了，因为真正的这个营养，它其实是在五谷、豆类和牛奶里面的。那么这个蔬菜呢，它其实给出的是味道以及维生素，所以说。如果要是这个人处在他还是处于生长的阶段的话呢，可能确实是需要吃五谷的。但是如果要是您觉得身体没有问题，已经从蔬菜类已经得到了足够的营养的话，或者是岁数大了，你不需要那么多食物的话呢，那平常只是食用埃卡达西餐也是很好的。但是我们一定要知道，就是这个有很多人在平时实际上是需要摄入五谷豆类这样的食物来提供营养的。
Just make sure that you are eating what your body needs. You don't feel any lack, and you don't feel sick because of some draconian diet.
所以呢，就必须要确保我们的身体是处在一个正常的健康的一个状态。而不能够因为我们食用某种餐食，使自己处在一个病态的或者是虚弱的状态下。
In the diet that Srila Prabhupada gave to the devotees from the beginning was they had grains, they have beans, and they have milk products, and they have vegetables. A combination of all these things would nourish them enough.
那最开始是帕帕他给予奉献者提供的这个食谱，就是说。要有谷类，要有谷物，要有豆类，要有牛奶类，还有蔬菜。那这样的组合呢，就够了。
But if you want to adjust according to your situations, be careful that you don't end by feeling sick because you are not eating all the ingredients that your body need.
但是如果您要想调整您自己的这个餐食的话呢，您一定要小心。而不要最后导致由于没有摄入到足够的营养，没有摄入到足够的身体所需要的这些营养，而让自己生病或者是变得虚弱。
Okay, thank you, everybody.
非常感谢大家。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji.
特别感谢 Sati Mataji 和 Dana Kelly。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari
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 Hari Hari Hari Bo Ashu ki jai Vaikuntha 之音服务源于聆听各位尊敬的奉献者那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了我们非常感恩 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 我们亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲解以及为对所有的这些问题的耐心的解答谢谢萨提玛拉吉给我们安排这么好的平台感恩所有的奉献者的聆听深深的顶拜大家谢谢大家祝大家在 Krishna 之学之中度过一个美妙的周日 Hare Krishna